This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Yes. 855-839-1210. You know how we got here, Dawn, to this place?
How?
Let me tell you how. CollegeFix.com. Jennifer Cavani. University provides therapy donkeys to students ahead of final exams.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. The State University of New York, Plattsburgh, recently brought in a small herd of miniature donkeys to help students cope with the anxiety and pressure that comes with typical end-of-semester responsibilities such as tests and massive 10-page papers that are due. Donkeys, by the way, when did donkeys become therapy animals?
They're actually very sweet.
Donkeys are?
Yeah.
Like in Shrek, I guess.
The miniature ones.
Wow. So yeah, we have to bring college kids in now, therapy donkeys, to take a test. Take a test. Not like overcome a tragedy, but take an exam.
So are the donkeys there when they're taking the test?
Well, now, so they tweeted this. Today until 3, there'll be a wellness fair at Macomb Hall. Behind the building, you can find the therapy donkeys. So you can go there and see them before your test and, I guess, cuddle with them, and you can play with them and, you know, realize that you're a moron. And then I guess you can go take your test after that, I guess, is how you do it.
So if you need extra time, you go, well, I needed extra time to caress my ass.
Yeah, I had to hug my ass. Yeah. And yeah.
And then you'd be excused.
Right. Where were you? I was with my ass out back. Now, they also had therapy llamas, Dawn, at Stanford University.
Now, llamas.
Therapy llamas.
Okay, llamas are not.
Llama, llama, llama.
Llamas are not as nice as little donkeys.
No. And they stink, too.
They stink, and they spit. And they're not friendly. Usually.
Well, that's what happened, right? I'd try to hug a llama, and then it'd spit in my face, and then I'd be crushed, and I'd need a 4-week extension to do my exam and therapy and. Now, other colleges have offered therapy horses, coloring books, massages, and Fortnite tourneys just to help students cope with exams, Dawn. Not to cope with a tragedy or this is called De-Stress Fest. Now, Penn State had puzzles and art therapy. Yes. At University of Ohio, they had sunrise yoga. Mm-hmm. So
yoga's a good idea.
Yoga's good. And St. Charles Community College has Play-Doh. Yep.
College kids, right?
Play-Doh. Yeah, okay. These are college kids.
I didn't know if I missed that. And maybe they were like, you know, preschool or something.
One college had a Mr. Potato Head. Here, you go. Decorate this face and you'll feel better.
Now, see, if it were part of a program, because my parents actually for a while had some land, so they took in rescue animals.
Yeah.
That's how I know about these animals. They had a horse, they had a llama, they had a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
So if this were like, hey, we're going to help with the rescue animals.
Right.
You know, and like that, I could see it.
You could.
But no,
this is to help with Johnny, who goes, I didn't study for calculus. Can I go play with a llama for a couple hours?
Exactly.
Or some other millennial kid who's just, I'm so stressed out by my finals, I can't sleep. I'm going to go hug a donkey. That's why it's there, for that.
Wow. And they should have to clean up after them, and they should have to brush them.
Yeah, shovel the donkeys, you know what.
Give them
That'll
some
make
water,
you feel better.
Give them some responsibility so they feel good about themselves.
How are these kids going to function in the real world
I
when they have
know.
To deal with
they're
Play-Doh? They're not
going
to function, right? There's no way.
By the way, Rich, how many all-nighters did you pull? You know what I mean? Like
every
like,
night was an all-nighter.
Like, thank you.
It was like, oh my God, I have to, you know, I have to study because I haven't studied all semester. And you know, you cram and then you go in bleary-eyed and you take the exam and you leave.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
right.
See, now Bob and Brigantine has the right idea on this. Bob, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Rich, you sound good. Show's great. Listen, when I went to college and when my son went to college, when you got your final exams, they handed you a bill. That's how it worked.
Right.
Now they're giving therapy donkeys, and there's a reason why. because they're making asses out of all the students.
There you go. Well done. Thank you, Bob.
Have a great afternoon. Thank Bye.
You. Yeah, here's some Play-Doh to get you through it. I'm very nervous. I'm so stressed out. What am I going to do? I'm 22 years old. I'm an engineering major. What am I going to do? Yeah. Here's Play-Doh. You know what? I don't want that guy near a bridge. That guy's an engineer. I don't want him designing bridges or roads, Dawn, because he needs Play-Doh to function. Or a llama. Go chase a chicken like Rocky to relax.
The whole premise...
Babying these people, yeah.
Yeah, well, to your point, they're babies. And the whole premise of Maria Montessori's revolutionary, like Montessori schools, she was lived 100 years ago, Italian woman, who said, even tiny children need responsibility to give them empowerment and self-confidence.
Yeah.
Even an 18-month-old, she wrote that. And that's where Montessori, that's how that was born.
Yeah.
So you think about this, they're robbing these people of that feeling of empowerment by responsibility.
Now they go, 18, you're too young for responsibility, so go play in the backyard with a llama and a donkey. Go chase them around and then make little Play-Doh creatures. And then maybe you could ride them. They have little rides. Oh, that's cruel to the animals, yes. So probably don't do that. That's very, very mean. When is somebody going to complain that the donkey is a religious symbol and therefore it's a violation of their rights to have a donkey on campus? You know that's going to happen. I am offended that you have an actual nativity animal here. Yes.
Wait a minute, though.
This is offensive to me.
Is it a symbol of another maybe political party that they want to promote?
Oh, well, that could be too, right? Because you're not going to have a big elephant prancing around on the campus, right?
Although elephants are very kind.
Oh, yeah. Especially right? When you make them mad. They're very kind. charging, rampaging elephant running down the campus. That's all. That would freak those millennial kids out.
It'd be great.
Oh, it'd be great to watch, honestly. Run! Run! What happened? I pulled this tail.
Idiot. Riccioli 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.